The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, experience has taught me that a girl is always one of three things. Hungry, thirsty, or both.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Thank you, thank you. We have a lot of things to do today, so we'll get started right away. Now, Ginger...
Oh, Mr. Holtz, I know you won't believe this, but I went out with Bartholomew Scruggs last night.
Scruggs? Ginger, I'm surprised at you. I know he's rich, but isn't he a little too old to be considered eligible?
Shucks, Mr. Holtz. He's too eligible to be considered old.
I get it. But tell me, where did you meet him?
It was at a charity bazaar.
At a bazaar?
Yes. He took a chance on a love seat.
Here's a little story about my old friend Sam Lapierre. He and his two friends are here in New York City. They're living at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. They arrive at the hotel at 1:30 in the morning. They're informed that the elevator boys are on strike. They got to walk the 45 flights. Lapita says, 45 flights is not a hop, skip, and a jump. 45 flights is walking. But I got a scheme. He says, I like to sing songs. I'll sing songs the first 15 flights. And Max, you're always making with riddles. You'll make riddles 15 flights. Abe, you're always telling sad stories. You'll make 15 flights. Before you know it, inks, minks, strings, we knock off the 45 flights. Stiff upper lip, shoulders to the veal, walk. So they're walking and singing. Pardon my soul, exam. He sings one song after another. Finally, they get to the 15th floor. He says, already around the 15th floor, the second guy says, my legs killing me. My legs can't stand it. Lapita says, Max, riddles. Tells one riddle after another. Finally, says, here's a riddle. Nobody can handle it. What is it? What is it hangs in a delicatessen store? It's smoked. You eat it, and it whistles. Lapita said, a salami. The guy says, you're in the Arctic region. He says, a corned beef. He says, still frigid. It's smoked, you eat it, and it whistles. He says, we give up. The guy says, a herring. Lapita says, a herring don't whistle. The guy says, sue me. Lapita says, look, already we're on the 30th floor. The second guy says, my legs killing me, my legs. He says, ah, I think I sprung a tally horse. Lapita says, Abe, sad stories. He starts telling one sad story after another. Horrible. He gets up to about the 43rd flight, and he stops. He says, gentlemen, I got a story to tell you now. You never heard anything like it in all your born days. This story will tear your heart out in little bitsy pieces. Lapita says, what is it? He says, I forgot the key.
Mr. Holt, Mr. Scruggs noticed me because of the dress I was wearing.
What kind was it?
Well, if it was cut any higher on the bottom or any lower on top, it would have been a belt.
Poor Mr. Scruggs. Meetings adjourned.